You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. State School Superintendent Brian Whiston died of cancer Monday evening. He was 56. He had served as state school superintendent since April of 2015. Before that, he was superintendent for Dearborn Schools. In late March, as he was preparing to go on medical leave, Whiston was here with us on Stateside and reflected on his career as a school administrator.
You know, the opportunity as a superintendent to be engaged with students and to brighten their futures because of some policies and plans that we put, that I, you know, was part of putting in place. And having those students, you know, when they see you in the street or, you know, during this illness, I've had students who have written me and thanked me for what I've done for them. So I think that's great.
Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta has known Brian Whiston for over 30 years. Rick, how would you describe Brian?
I don't think you could sum Brian up in a word, but I've thought about it a lot today. And practical comes to mind. Mm-hmm. That Brian set a, and I should point out that Brian wasn't just a source and someone that I covered, but we were friends. And he set a goal of making Michigan a top 10 state in education. And that's the sort of lofty rhetoric that you often hear from politicians and policymakers, that we're going to be world class, we're going to be top 10 or top 5 or something like that. But when he did that, he did it not as a lofty aspiration, but as what he considered a practical reality of something that needed to be done, considering the size of Michigan, the challenges that we face in terms of educating kids, and just what needed to be done. And so, you know, he not only set the goal, but, you know, he also created a plan. One thing that comes to mind, just by way of example, is the partnership schools, that the state was going to shut down the worst performing schools, the ones at the very bottom rungs. And Brian recognized that that really wasn't going to work, that there wasn't something else ready to slip in and fill the void that would be left if those schools were shut down. And so he came up with the idea of having schools partner with outside entities, outside educational institutions, local businesses, something like that, as one last chance to try and turn things around before you actually shut down the school. And that's kind of the way that Brian approached things.
What kind of career path led him ultimately to school administration?
Brian, he did not start out in education, and he would say, I'm just an old political hack. We first met when he was the chief of staff to a state senator from Oakland County, and from there he managed some campaigns, including an Oakland County prosecutor and stuff like that, and then he became the lobbyist for the Oakland Intermediate School District. And that was what put him on the path to being a professional in the education realm.
When you think about the way he faced his cancer diagnosis, mm-hmm. What struck you most about that?
His stoicness about it. One of the last conversations we had was at a State Board of Education meeting, and a mutual friend had called up and said that, you know, you should head over, that Brian would like to talk to you. And during a break, we adjourned to a side room, and he said, I just want you to know that the news isn't good, the prognosis isn't good, and my plans are to spend the next couple of months trying to, you know, wrap things up, but I'm going to be taking a leave, and I'm probably not coming back. And, you know, it was sad, and then I asked him if there's anything that he wanted to say, and he said, well, what do you think I should say? And I said, I have no idea. This is a first for me. And he laughed out loud and said, it is a first for me too. And that was just kind of classic Brian, you know, that acknowledging the reality of the situation, not getting too worked up about it, and getting on with the business at hand.
Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. Rick, thanks so much.
You bet.